Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So 4 days, didn't go to work, 2 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. A lot of news out there. So let's just jump right into it right away. MIT scraps their diversity statements in faculty hiring process after discovering, go figure, they don't work. No big surprise there, right? The decision was made by MIT President Sally Kornbluth with support from the school's provost and six academic deans. And they say that these diversity statements that they've utilized in the faculty hiring process, they're gone. They will be the first elite, well, we question whether any of these universities are elite any longer, to abandon the practice. Kornbluth says that her goals are to tap into the full scope of human talent, to bring the very best to MIT, and to make sure that they thrive once here. Let me read that again. Her goals are to tap into the full scope of human talent and to bring the very best to MIT. This is an admission that they got away from that, right? This is what everyone's been bitching about. Why are we not celebrating the best of the best, the brightest of the brightest? Why would we want something less than? Why would we engage in a process in order to make sure that we're going to deliver something less than? During her testimony before Congress, Ms. Kornbluth said that she does not believe in speech codes. They work to promote an environment that allegedly work to promote an environment of free expression on campus. These required diversity statements have been subjected to a lot of criticism for making prospective faculty members pledge allegiance to diversity, equity, inclusion ideology. The statements appear to violate these principles of academic freedom and intellectual diversity in higher education. In adherence to this progressive orthodoxy that we've talked about on this show over and over and over again. Usually when one falls, a number of them begin to fall. And we'll see where this ultimately leads us. MIT was one of the first, you will recall, to go back to the ACT and the SAT. And they recognized, hey, we got really good people here that analyze data. They analyzed the data, and what did it find? We are getting a group of students every year that are less than, that are struggling. They can't make it. They can't deal with the academic rigor that is provided for at MIT. And therefore, maybe it's just that this place is not best served for them. Well, there goes that equity thing right out the window, right? You can't be all things for all people. Not if you're trying to be elite. Not if you're trying to excel. Not if you want to be the top university in the country one way or not. Maybe hope yet. maybe we tried it, we tasted it, we didn't like it, didn't work out. We'll see where it goes from here. Now, when it comes to the Biden administration, we never know where it's going to go. Every morning we wake up wondering which way the wind is blowing, what finger has the president licked and put up in the air to see the direction of the wind. Well, just the other day, the wind was blowing that we are now going to give Obamacare to 100,000 illegal immigrants by executive order. You will recall, under the Obama administration, he said then that his health care program would not provide benefits to illegal immigrants. Well, turns out that's not the case, because in November of this year, that's exactly what they intend to do, that DACA recipients can apply for coverage through healthcare.gov, as well as the state-based marketplaces where they can qualify not only for Obamacare, but financial assistance to help them purchase quality health insurance. So what does that mean? Bottom line to you, this is what they're going to get that you're not going to get. Illegal immigrants won't merely be able to use Obamacare portal to shop, but they're also going to get federal subsidies based on income, potentially qualifying for completely free medical coverage. And there's also no reason to feel confident that the government will be able to accurately verify income for this population, right? We haven't accurately verified not a single solitary damn thing when it came to this sector of the population. So what we do is we have these broad brush reaching policy changes where we just give the house away. So that way we don't have to actually rely on data. We make it so lucrative. We give so many things, make it so available that we know with some level of certainty that we'll end up touching each and every one of them. So the Biden administration also put the finger up in the air to see where the wind's been blowing relative to Rafah. Basically, he's not doing very well in polls with that, for sure. In fact, the vast majority of people here believe that he ought to go into Rafah, that the Israelis ought to go into Rafah and get it over with, end it already, right? And deal with it and put it behind us, and we not have to deal with that any longer. But this president seems to still have problems with doing so, with moving forward there. And now has halted ammo shipment to Israel in order to put additional pressure on Israel so that they would not invade Rafah. Now, everybody's like, so what's important about Rafah? Well, Rafah is where the remaining leaders of Hamas are hiding out with the hostages, as well as a number of Palestinian citizens, providing cover for them. So Israel wants to get the job done. They want to bring this to an end. They want to go into Rafah. They want to search and destroy and seek out the remaining leaders of Hamas and, I guess, kill them. And that way they're ensured that they're not going to have to deal with this group of knuckleheads ever again. So it's hard to be opposed to that mindset, right? It's hard to be opposed to that strategy. It just so happens it happened in Rafah. So they have been warning the Palestinian population in Rafah, it's time for you to go. We're coming in. If you value your life, your family's life, the life of your children, the life of your grandparents and others, it's time to get out of here because we're coming in. The European Union is adamantly opposed to this. They're saying that that's the red line. If they go into Rafah, what they're basically saying is the red line is that they don't want you to completely destroy and annihilate Hamas. They want to leave some semblance of Hamas lurking around so they can continue to be a blister on the side of the Israelis. Doesn't make any sense. So we're going to halt ammo shipment, the Biden administration, to try and curry favor to the far left that is very unhappy with him at the present time, Genocide Joe. And he's doing everything that he can in his power to make sure and ensure that he tries to minimize that group of folks and the hate that they're developing for him. And I remind you, Americans favor Israel in its war against Hamas by a margin of 4-1, and nearly three-quarters, almost 75% of Americans say a military operation in the southern Gaza city of Rafah is necessary. They understand about getting the job done. We've been through a number of conflicts where we've just never really got the job done, right? We don't need to go rehash that. We questioned why we were there in the first place if we didn't go there to actually win it, to end it. And people are wondering, well, why would the Israelis have this thought process in their mind that this is what they want to do? Meanwhile, on the campuses over the weekend, a lot of pushback as well. But before I go there, what's interesting, and I forgot to mention this point. So all of this is going on. Blinken is over there. We have others that are over in the Middle East trying to negotiate a peace settlement. And what does Hamas do in the interim, right? Hamas decides to launch a barrage of rockets targeting a humanitarian corridor that's used to bring aid to the Palestinians. I can hear you. You want me to say that again? I'll say that again. So Hamas launched a barrage of rockets targeting a humanitarian corridor that was set up in order to move aid across the Israeli-Gaza border for the purposes of providing these goods to the Palestinians. So three were killed, 11 are injured Israelis. Hamas claimed responsibility on Sunday for firing the rockets toward Kerem Shalom, a key border crossing. And as a result, Israel has had to close down that crossing and that outpost temporarily, right? They got to figure out logistically what's going to happen. More than 10 rockets were fired towards Israel from Rafah, and everybody else wants us to not go into Rafah. Well, Hamas obviously has other thoughts. They want to welcome Israel into Rafah because they believe that this is going to provide them with a great public relations opportunity. You see what's happening here? They're so concerned about the Palestinian citizens in Gaza. When it comes to PR, Palestinian citizens fall second. PR for Hamas falls first. This is what we're dealing with. This is who they want people to negotiate a two-state solution with, as though this is a great idea and this is where we want to go. So back to the colleges. Things are going on. Commencement ceremonies are being canceled. Columbia cancels their big commencement ceremony. They're going to try and do about 19 individual ceremonies for degree programs within the curriculum there at Columbia. They're not certain how that's going to work out. They're not doing it where they traditionally do it on the front lawn. They're going to do it in other places. They'll probably announce it the day before so that there can't be any large-scale preparation or anything along those lines, because what we also learned over the weekend, just in case you missed, is that these students have been training for a period of time. They have been receiving money through not-for-profit organizations right here in this country, the United States of America. They've been providing money and sustenance and training for them. They went so far as to see how universities respond to other similar situations so that they can try and gain the maximum leverage and notoriety for what they do. That's why all these tents look the same. They came from these not-for-profit organizations that are being financed by any number of companies and otherwise here, pushing for this notion of divestment and other issues and what's going on here. You heard me say this last week. I don't believe in coincidences. There was no way that this wasn't coordinated. There was no way that there wasn't a strategy sheet that was being spread around, because the things all looked too familiar. They were all set up the same way, and the words that were being spoken were exactly the same, which is why they revealed themselves that they were not very smart about much of anything, not to mention history in the region, because it was all scripted. They had a script that they were speaking from, and it was classic. And that's why a lot of folks began to say that these are not elite universities. If these were, in fact, students, these folks are just not on it. They're not clicking on all cylinders. They have no clue what they're talking about. Turns out that the vast majority of a lot of these folks were not students. They were ideologues. They believe in one thing, and anything that runs contrary to what their belief system is, they don't know how to consume that. In fact, it's almost like they have this physical disease that thought cannot enter their mind. Again, these are the individuals that these elite universities decided to sit down and negotiate with. And I asked last week, and I'll ask again this week, who are these people? Who are they that they really believe that they're going to sit down and negotiate with students about these issues? I love the University of Florida's President Ben Sass, former member of the Senate, says, "We do not run a daycare facility here. You are an adult. There will be accountability and sanctions for your conduct. You fully recognize right from wrong. You understand these principles. And when you decide that you're going to do what you want to do, how you want to do it, when you want to do it, and where you want to do it, contrary to the rules, the regs, and the laws of the county that you find yourselves in, we are going to make sure that you get arrested and prosecuted. That is our obligation." Now, why is that so hard to just come right out and speak the truth in dealing with students who try to make this a free speech argument? This is not free speech. This is not what they're doing. These are private universities for the most part. You can have time, place, and manner restrictions, and there's no right of free speech in a private institution. It's against government intrusion. You don't get to sit there and bash your employer. It's not how it works. Or where you're attending. Just because you pay money to go to that school doesn't entitle you to a whole lot of other constitutional protections. Doesn't work that way. Maybe that's the training that y'all ought to receive first. And even some very successful CEOs of companies, they don't seem to get it either. There's a healthcare company. The stock goes diving after the CEO says he's eager to hire folks that are anti-Israel protesters. Really? You would actually go on air and suggest that you're going to hire haters. You're going to hire bigots. You want to hire people that violate other people's constitutional rights. This is the employment set that you have decided best fit your company that deals with erectile dysfunction, hair, and mental health for men, in addition to a female line of products. These are the folks that you want to represent your company. You want it to be known that you are anti-Zionist and you are anti-Israel and you're anti-Jew. And you believe that this is going to carry you on a course to success. Well, need I say, the company shed about $210 million in value in one day. Again, not thinking with a clear head. This is not a credible leader. This is an individual that wants to go play in politics, wants to go play in public policy, go right ahead, but don't bitch and don't moan and don't groan because people shut you off as to whether even people that don't give two dimes for the issue, one way or the other, they just don't like when people like you would be promoting this hate. And that you would encourage these protesters to continue to do what they're doing and completely disrupting the lives of so many innocent people that just want to go to graduation and celebrate 4 years of torture, misery, studying, everything else. It's over. They're ready to go into the workforce and maybe even more advanced education, hopefully not at the so-called elite university that they've attended while they've had to suck it up all this period of time, because these people are selfish. They don't care about the experience of others. The world has to stop when they decide that the experience that folks are having in Gaza is more important than any other experience around the world. It might be a little bit more palatable if they just simply admit that of what happened on October 7th was an atrocity. It was terrorism. And maybe the most recent rocket launches out of Rafah might be just another friendly reminder that they don't really give a damn what everyone's trying to work out, a peaceful solution, a ceasefire. Why would you fire rockets out of Rafah if you are in favor of a ceasefire? They don't want a ceasefire. When are we going to come to the realization they don't want anything but the river to the sea? That's what they want. So anybody that's saying that that these folks want to sit down and negotiate, they don't want that. Talk is cheap. Actions speak louder than words. And let's see what the actions of him and hers, hims and hers, healthcare company. Let's see where they're going to end up by the end of this week. That ought to be of some interest. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.